If you are bringing in leads, you need to grow your business bigger. You need to make the most of every lead. You need to get there faster. And the way to get there faster is to monetize. When you have 20 people that say they're going to sell their house in the next 6 months, maybe one of them is going to sell to you. Three of them are going to sell to another investor. And 16 of them are going to sell with a real estate agent.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Hey guys, Darren Bentley here, and welcome to another episode of the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to tell you about an incredible offer we have that is running right now until midnight on New Year's Eve. As some of you probably know, the moratorium on foreclosures is rapidly coming to an end. And what that means is there are going to be an incredible amount of people who are going to need your help. As wholesalers, we know that it is our job to help these people out of bad situations. And for many of these people, we are the only option they have. So in the coming months, there is going to be a sea of opportunity to help folks out. And wholesalers who are smartly positioned can help many people and at the same time get paid handsomely for their work. And that is why Wholesaling Inc. has decided to extend our Black Friday sale for the last 2 weeks of the year. Call it Black Friday in December. For the next 2 weeks, we are offering you our biggest discount ever on all of our mentoring programs. Starting right now and through midnight on Friday, December 31st, when you join any one of our incredible wholesaling coaching programs, you will get $1,500 off the tuition costs. I mean, this is a total no-brainer. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that we are pretty much the best in the business. If you follow what we teach and actually do the work, you're going to get results. You will get results. So whether your goal is to get your first wholesaling deal or build a thriving wholesaling business from the ground up, you are going to absolutely want to take advantage of this incredible discount on any of our coaching programs, which include Brent Daniels TTP cold calling program. There's also the Wholesaling Business Blueprint, which is Rafael Cortez's program. Then there's Lauren Hardy's Virtual Investing Mastery program. Of course, there is Chris Arnold's REI radio program. Awesome program there. And the Land Sharks program, Brent Bowers, teaching you how to make money with land. And of course, our newest product entry, which is Chris Craddock's REI Revive, teaching you how to monetize dead leads sitting in your database. All you have to do to take advantage of this incredible offer is go to wholesalinginc.com, choose the program or programs that you are most interested in, and schedule a call with our team. We'll hop on a short call with you, learn a little bit about you, who you are, what are your goals, what are you looking to achieve. And if we believe it is a good fit, when you join one of our programs, you will receive $1,500 off the cost of tuition. There is no time like the present. So don't wait. Go there now and schedule a call with us. You won't regret it. Now, the last time we offered this much of a discount on Black Friday, we were inundated with applications. So please be patient. It might take us some time to get to you because we are going in order here. So first come, first served. One last thing. Keep in mind that the sale starts today and ends midnight on Friday, New Year's Eve. That is Friday, December 31st at midnight. So you have to have scheduled your call by or before midnight, December 31st, to take advantage of this massive discount. 2022 is less than 2 weeks away. I don't know where you are right now or if you're happy with your results for 2021, but here is your opportunity to build a lucrative real estate business and get the help that you need from some of the best coaches in the industry and save a ton of money off the tuition cost. Good luck, and let's get into today's episode.
What's up, everybody? Hey, this is Chris Craddock with REI Revive, and I am so excited to be back here with you with my friend Jay Niblick, who actually a lot of you guys have heard this this term being used a lot, the DISC profile, right? D-I-S-C in hiring, in when you're meeting with clients, just all of the different pieces, a high D, a high I, high S, you know, understanding that piece. And so anyway, today we have a special treat. So Jay actually was the creator of the DISC profile, and he has built this and actually turned it into something where, you know, a company that actually uses this at a high level in a way that all of us, I'm just really excited because it has really helped me scale our business, you know, turn a number of my companies into seven-figure companies by putting the right people, as Jim Collins would say, get the right people on the bus, but then make sure they're in the right seats, right? If you get an administratively minded person in a sales role, you're probably not going to have the same results. So with that said, I'm going to stop talking. Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, if you wouldn't mind, just for all of us that have heard or seen or done a lot of, like just heard a lot of people talk through DISC, tell us how that started and just how you morphed into that role.
Yeah, no. Thanks for having me. Super excited. DISC, D-I-S-C, Decisive, Interactive, Stabilizing, and Cautious, or Conscientious, depending on who you read, was actually created by Dr. Marston at Harvard, 1920s, right? 1928, he published a book called Emotions of Normal People, and that's where the model came out to the world. He didn't ever write an assessment about it. It was a model used in psychotherapy and other lectures and things like that. So it was not until years later in the 70s that the first doctors actually created an instrument that you can take. So our version, I did author, it's the DISC Plus, and it merges thoughts from the DISC model. The company is called Intermetrics. It's the first company I started in 99. And we make psychometric instruments. So there, I've authored the DISC. My interpretation of Dr. Marston's original work is called DISC Plus because it's got those seven values in it, right? You know, are they high economic? Are they high political? High theoretical? That's based on a theory created by guys in 1926. Edward Spronger, Alport, Vernon Lindsay, Rokeach, all these guys studied that over 70 years or so and said, hey, what is it that drives people? So the two combined is what we call DISC Plus. So it's a theory on motivation, why people do what they want to do. And DISC is the how do they do it. So we were using these with consultants all over the country in the world, technically, 1800, I think, in like 52 countries. And we saw this gap. So myself and Sid, the co-founders that originally started WiseHire, saw an opportunity and said, what about the small business owner that doesn't have a consultant, right? That doesn't have an HR department. They don't have the bench strength. It's a collateral responsibility for them to try to understand the science and then use it in hiring. And so we said, we should probably just create computer algorithms that actually act like a consultant, you know, but it's standardized. It's the same interpretation. And it allows our clients at WiseHire, who are those SMBs, that's our sweet spot. That's the 100% of who we focus on. Small to medium-sized business that doesn't have an HR person, let alone a department. And the owners, the team leaders, you know, they're all running around trying to figure out best practices from this Facebook mastermind group, or this person over here says, you got to have a C above 80 on the DISC before you even consider them for an interview. You know, and there's so many different opinions about it that we wanted to kind of say, let's put a standard out there that everybody can use for hiring. And the intent is to make sure that you get an employee who's the best fit for your role from a motivational standpoint. I just saw one last week. Without thinking about this stuff, the person applied for a sales job and they were seventh place economic. Out of the seven motivators to get out of bed in the morning, they're seventh place economic. And it's a very small base salary, 80, 90% variable commission. And when you see these things, you're like, well, but the way you, Chris, want to motivate that employee is by going, boom, commission, commission, commission.
Well, real quick, for those that are listening that aren't as familiar, you're talking about economic, you know, high or low. Can you just kind of back that up and just, what is it? What does that mean? No worries.
So the values index portion of the DISC Plus looks at those motivations, and there's seven big buckets. So are you motivated to go out and achieve world peace and harmony? Are you motivated to be, you know, for power and hunger, for control? One of the columns, the dimensions is economic. The title is economic. And that's a person for who what gets them out of bed in the morning is the opportunity to go turn two into four. They're all about the ROI, whether it's money or resources. Entrepreneurs tend to be very high in it. And salespeople have to be high in it because how do you reward a salesperson other than the accolades and, hey, you're awesome. And you know, man, you kick butt and we love having you on the team. But materially, you reward them by going, your commissions this month are X And if that's not connecting to a drive, then they don't get engaged, because all day long, you're going to be talking sales, right? Who made more sales this month? What's the competition? Who's the winner? And they're like, yeah, that's really not important to me. It's kind of like the analogy would be, they don't like pickles and you're rewarding them with more pickles. You know, I mean, like, hey, you got the biggest bucket of pickles this month. And they're like, I hate pickles.
Right. Right.
So that causes lack of engagement, and then they usually don't work out.
Right. So understanding that money is more important to some people than others. And a lot of entrepreneurs, I've actually seen this a number of times. A lot of entrepreneurs will take their values and just assume everybody has their same values. Yep. And then they hire incorrectly. And then they're just shocked that everything falls apart.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, there's like an iterator bias and a bunch of other different cognitive biases that happen in hiring. And it punishes both sides, right? So let's say you and I, probably high DIs, low SCs, sales guys in our background, it's all I've been mostly. I go to interview a TC, but a TC or an admin or somebody, you want someone who's probably a much higher SC, all about the details, slow, methodical, steady, making sure that everything's being done just perfectly. You know, that's what you want, or like an accountant or something. In the interview, if I'm not aware of this stuff, I tend to discredit those candidates because their personality is different than mine. And I just kind of just like subconscious buyer's sort of feelings. It's like, you know, that one really didn't hop out as me at much. The other person comes in with the same personality. High D, high I, you know, we're like, boom, this is awesome. Freaking love this. But they're going to be miserable in the job, because then you take me or you and say, okay, here's 1,000 numbers with spreadsheets and data. And by the way, can you fill out all 78 of these forms? So having these things guiding your decisions, they never make the decisions for you. It's just extra information that you can use to say, well, it's not a job that I've ever done. What am I really looking for here? What's the personality? Because we have that. We have like 300 benchmarks. So if you want to know what a TC looks like, if you want to know what a buyer agent looks like, or a listing agent, or, you know, these are things that showing agents and showing assistants, we can help you say, look, this is what you're really looking for. And it's probably foreign to you. And you probably won't like them much in the interview. You'll be like, man, they were asking a million questions.
Yeah. So that everybody gets what we're talking about here with REI Revive, part of what we do is help you get to scale faster, right? Make the most out of every lead. So when people come in, when anytime the phone rings, you're able to monetize those. But then the next step is building a business, right? And as long as you are trading your time for dollars, you are just building a bigger job for yourself, maybe a higher paying job as you get better and better at it. But you haven't built a business until you put people in place that are going to be able to do some of the things, eventually do all of the things that you are doing. That is how you get to scale. And so what Jay does here, and actually I use Wise Hire as well for almost all of my companies. You know, I've got 11 companies, and all of them, we use Wise Hire when we're putting stuff out there, because we're able to put it out there and just make sure that the person fits the right assessment for the role, right? Administrative people are geared differently than salespeople. And you've just got to be able to see that. So that's really powerful. So Jay, I'm just curious, I know Tony Robbins was really, really big on the DISC assessment for a long time. Is he still, I still see his website still has a bunch of that. Is that still something that he is pushing like on that? Are you familiar with how he is running all of the DISC stuff through his organization?
Yeah. I mean, so Tony stepped down from most of the day-to-day operations years ago. Tony and I go way back. The first assessment I authored at Intermetrics was called the Attribute Index. And I was introduced to Tony through one of my consultants. And so I certified Tony in that years and years ago. And he's a machine, a learning machine. He's constantly just never, I don't know how he does it. I mean, the volume and the pace with which he's just constantly consuming new material. So he really fell in love with that assessment when I offered the DISC and the values indexes. He moved that over from who he was using to my model. The relationship has evolved on his personal website, his business side, RRI, the Robbins Research International, where they're not using ours anymore. We just decided the way they were using it, giving it out completely for free in public, as opposed to the model we started out with, which was for clients only. No problems on either side. It's just that was a model that worked good for them, not a model that worked good for us. So they still use it. It's just not my DISC. But
right. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was a really interesting thing, because that's how I actually got introduced to DISC years ago, was through Tony Robbins and and their organization, and knowing that you and Tony had worked together and kind of developed a lot of that stuff, you know, to kind of get out to the world, I thought was pretty exciting, right? The people you run with oftentimes say a little bit about you. So like Tony Robbins, nobody's going to argue that he's not high level, right? Just as we're kind of getting towards the end of the episode here, I'd love to just ask a couple other quick questions. So somebody is new to wholesaling or building an investment business. They're looking to start to scale. What is the best use of the tools that you guys have out there to kind of start building out beyond having like a one-man shop or a two-man shop or one-man shop?
From a tactical standpoint, the 30-second pitch on WiseHire is that's where we started, but we've evolved to a full suite of value. So a person that's needing to scale needs to come in fast and hit it and not need to become the experts in something like that, right? So what they need to do is run in, say, look, I've got, I don't even need to write a job description, right? You guys have expert writers. I'm just going to pick the job description template. I'm going to post it. We're going to source it out to 1,000 job boards, right? 100 job boards that probably ends up reaching over 1,000. We'll screen them using the DISC and values assessment, compare them to the benchmark and say, hey, in your dashboard tomorrow or the next day, you just come in and look at where it says excellent, very good, average, or poor. Hey, where's my excellent candidates? And that business owner who doesn't have but 15 minutes that morning, because they're scaling, everything's moving fast, and they've got to be able to get those individuals at high volume, get good quality fits. So I couldn't agree with anything more than what you said, which is if you're trading your time for their money, what's that old saying? You don't want to be the employee because they get told what to do by the manager, but you don't want to be the manager because he has to be there to tell the employee. You want to be the boss that shows up on Friday and picks up the check on the way to the beach. You know, that's the kind of scaling that you're talking about when you say that, not trading time for money. So that's where WiseHire really is designed to help. And just profiles in general, right? It's getting the best people in who you can then depend on. They know they do the job well. You know they do the job well, and you can trust them. And that's the biggest problem. Nothing to do with hiring per se, but scaling an organization, and I've done it, and you've done it, it's letting go. It's having faith that those individuals will continue to build and grow. And then what we'll see is at that next level, those individuals are going to have to hire at some point.
Yeah.
And they need a backup tool. They're probably not HR experts. You know, you're hiring people who are going to run a sales organization. They've come up in sales or maybe ops or finance, but more often than not, they have sales backgrounds. They need just as much help in saying, well, I don't need to bother Chris. You know, I need to hire down below me. So where's tools and resources that help me make the best decisions so we can continue to stack up and grow?
So I've got one last thought that I want to share, and then I'd love for you to share how people can level up in this. So as I've, you know, I've just decided, you know, I know there's a number of personality assessments or, you know, personality tests. Have you ever failed a personality test? What does that say about you, right? But I know there's a lot of assessments out there, and I just love DISC. I think it makes a lot of sense. And the reason I love it is because one of the things I always talk about is scaling. That's what all like Revive, that is the whole thing, is how do you scale and how do you get there faster, right? And because everybody can figure stuff out, but like, I mean, honestly, in this business, time is money. And if you can get where you want to go, you get to a million dollar business in a year versus in 4 years, how much money has that saved you, right? Like the time, the energy, the money, all that. But here's the thing that I find interesting is if you go all in and really understand DISC at a high level, then not only does it help you hire better and put the right people in your organization in the right place, but while you're doing sales, which is what I think the entrepreneur is the last thing, because it's the highest dollar activity, the last thing that you should hire for, you know, the last thing you take off your plate is sales. Cause you know, again, you want to, you know, start off the lower dollar activity and then get rid of the higher dollar activity as you go through it. But the crazy thing is, as you meet with sellers, if you can identify their DISC profile, like a high D seller, right? Then you're going to want to talk quick, right? Want to just get to the point. High I, how you do it together. High S, what the process is. And the high C, like explain the screws have like whatever coating on them, you know, like the crazy things that no entrepreneur ever wants to get into the weeds on and talk about. But it's going to be help you be a better salesperson as well as be a better business grower. So Jay, if somebody wants to really understand at a higher level, is there, obviously your organization helps assess people that they're going to hire, but is there a way that, like, where would you point people to really understand the assessment at a deeper level so they can level up as entrepreneurs?
I can share some information with you. You can share it out with the rest of the crowd. You know, there's just some background on it. What you're saying is 100%, right? So a good leader is actually a good salesperson. I don't do the work. I'm leading somebody who does the work. So I have to convince them. I have to sell to them the concept, right? So it's just the same internally with employees as it is with prospects. We teach DISC and values. We can do certifications for organizations that might be interested. That'd be the ultimate end. You know, like I want to get somebody in our organization certified. When I start to understand this, right, we're in Drucker's knowledge worker economy. You know, you talk about Jim Collins and Good to Great. The work that's being done isn't with our hands. You know, it's between our ears. And these are intangible, you know, the term soft skills, right? Hard skills I can see because you got an accreditation or a degree or you worked here and you understand how to operate this software or machinery. It's the soft skills, and they're soft because they're intangible. So it's any good validated assessment, personality assessment, psychometric instrument, technically, if it's been validated well, and it's also been validated for hiring, which means being, they've done an adverse impact study based on EEOC recommendations for four-fifths rule and stuff like that. If you have that, and there's a lot out there, and unfortunately, there's a lot of junk out there too. It's just crap, you know. But if a company says, yeah, you can see what's called our validity manual or our technical manual, many call it, you're good, right? They're not going to give you that if it's junk. If they don't share that with you, run away. You know, so there's a lot of them out there. But using them, we teach our sales reps how to perceive these things, right? Because you're absolutely right. I mean, if I think I'm selling to a high S, I call that the three-touch sale. I'm not closing that the first time. Right? They got to sit with it a while, as one woman in Georgia told me, you know, which means it's a new concept. I got to think on it. And then I had a second meeting, socialize it even more. Still not likely to close on the second. You know, a really high S is very stable. They take their time. They're late adopters. Cs are even later adopters because, like you said, I got to show you the actual technical manual with all the specs. And, you know, you show up 2 minutes late for a high C meeting, you're dead, right? You know, you have inaccuracies, typos in your emails, you're dead. So identifying these things in your team is one of the best ways to practice that muscle that you then can use externally for selling. I'm used to talking with John and Bobby over here and Mary, and you know, and I know that that's a high C. I know that's a high S. I know that's a high D. Becoming familiar with it in your own team where you see both sides, their assessment and their behaviors, allows you to train yourself pretty quickly to say, okay, I'm talking to a guy that sounds like Bobby. So I'm going high D, super fast, no details. Let's move. And in 20 minutes, can we close it? Go for it. You know, or, oh, I think I'm talking to Mary. So I'm not going to get into the sports discussions and I'm going to be calmer and take all the time you need to make the decisions. Is there anything else I can answer for you? You know, that's a model that's been proven really well. One of the things we do at WiseHire is we'll give you a profile link for everybody on your team. And we actually map it on this beautiful colored square and everybody's on there. And we'll debrief it with you too. Like an hour long debrief going, well, here's Bobby and here's Mary and here's Johnny. You know, this is what they all look like. And so you can understand the dynamics of the team. How do I lead the team better? How do I communicate more effectively? If I need to hire, where are gaps and holes that I need to plug somebody into? But then getting that familiarity on the team makes a huge difference when you go to sell, because you start to just sense, oh yeah, I know who I'm talking to here. And you adjust accordingly.
Yeah. And we've all heard the phrase mirror and matching. I just did a sales training where I was talking to people about, you know, the need to be all things to all people. That doesn't mean that we change our morals or we change our character, who we are. It just means we speak to people the way they want to be spoken to. Right. And so when we can identify that, and I'll tell you, like for me early in my sales career, I could sell a high D. I never left whenever I was talking to a high D or a high I, and even an S. I was able to talk to the S because I was able to talk about the process, but C's, I almost never, and I'll tell you, if you go back and look at it, you'll realize that if you're like I am, when you did not get the sale, most of the time it was because they were a high C, almost always across the board. I was selling everybody except C's. Like I was never walking away with it. And then I realized it was just because I wasn't getting into the weeds enough. And once I identified that, I was able to speak to them in terms of the way they wanted to be spoken to. And also you realize that there's a role for the high C in your business when it's just so different than who I am that I didn't get along with high C's. Cause I'm like, no, we need to move fast. We need to make this happen. And then you realize, no, you need people that are going to be in compliance, make sure that things don't fall apart. Things don't, you know, mess up. And when you can identify that and love that a part of your business, It just makes your world better.
It's how you're 100% right. And we teach our salespeople the same thing, right? I say to them in the trading, it sucks to be you, because in a business, we try to meet in the middle. Like, I'll understand and come to you, you'll come to me. In sales, the prospect stays exactly where they are. You got to do all the traveling. You got to contort and bend. And we had an early young sales guy years back, and he finally figured out how to sell to the C. And then he started using that across the board. And so he came up to the next call with a super high D. And it's like, I got a 42-page presentation, Mrs. Jones. And let me go into the granular, most micro detail of up. And she's like, 5 minutes in, she's like, dude, I'm done. You know, forget it. So if you get the wrong approach to somebody, and even as a leader, right, this is tough. You won't kick in the door and say, you know, crap, just hit the fan, go do this. Some of the people are like, yeah, I'm out. You know, and then the rest are like, paralyzed. They're like, wait. And it creates strife and conflict. And it just depends on the role. Right? I was in a lecture with a guy named Greg Brandeman, who's the former CEO of Continental Airlines. And he says, as a leader, he's like chairman of the board for Home Depot and Burger King. I mean, so the guy's high level, moving fast, super high D. And he goes, if there's 10 things for us to do and we can get 7 of them right, and the other 2 or 3 aren't, we'll go back tomorrow and fix those 2 or 3 things. You know, real high D talk, but I don't want my accountant to make the same statement. You know, I think I got your taxes and payroll right. If I screwed it up, we'll fix it tomorrow. You know, I mean, so the decimal's off of one point and no big deal. You know, so it depends on what the job is that you want them to do, and lining up those intangible talents as best as possible.
That's awesome. Jay, obviously, you know your stuff. And guys, you know, one of the books that I've really loved this year is Who Not How. And so the people that we hire into our organization is really important, but how we get them there. So knowing people like Jay and people that are going to help you hire better, you know, that's part of the who that we need in our life. So with that said, Jay, how could people get in touch with you if, you know, just get into the Wise Hire world if people are looking to hire and they really want to hire the correct role for the correct position?
I'm always open to answer any questions. My direct email is jay@wisehire.com. That's WIZEHIRE. We joke that we're wise enough to help you with it, but not smart enough to spell it right. So jay@wisehire.com. Go to the website, you know, if you want to sign up. If you got questions about actually thinking about joining in, I'll send you to director of the sales department, Brad, right? So you can go to Brad, BRAD@wisehire.com. They'll be glad to facilitate you guys getting in and signed up and stuff like that. But glad to answer more questions and offer some more materials. If you guys want copies of some of the educational stuff, send me that email, all right? jay@wisehire.com. I'll be glad to share with you all you want.
Boom. Love it. And guys, anybody that is still working to scale their business, let me just tell you, I just want to throw out there, if you are bringing in leads, you need to grow your business bigger. You need to make the most of every lead. You need to get there faster. And the way to get there faster is to monetize. When you have 20 people that say they're going to sell their house in the next 6 months, maybe one of them is going to sell to you. 3 of them are going to sell to another investor. And 16 of them are going to sell with a real estate agent. Well, you should get, every time the phone rings, you should get paid. And so if you're bringing in leads, definitely reach out. Go to wholesalinginc.com/revive or just chriscraddick.com. Just go to chriscraddick.com and click the apply button. And you know, we'll give you a call. Make sure that you are bringing in enough leads that it makes sense. But if you do that, if you can monetize those leads, then your business earns the right to build out its org chart, right? You start making money, you lead with revenue, you start bringing in money, and you can build out an org chart so that you don't have a job anymore, so that when you go on vacation, your income doesn't go on vacation. You can actually become a business owner rather than somebody that just has a job and maybe a high paying job, but still a job. So we'd love to help you get there. Go to chriscraddick.com and hit apply. We'd love to work with you on that. And obviously, like Jay was saying, check out Wise Hire and see if Wise Hire can help you build out that org chart and get to where you want to be quicker. All right, guys, until then, go kick butt, live uncommon. Boom.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.